Texte numéro 70. Putting sugary drinks out of reach. Can public health officials force Americans to break their soda habits? The answer may come soon from the University of California, San Francisco, a health sciences center that has more than 24,000 employees on its sprawling campus. Last year, UCSF removed sugary sweetened beverages from every store, food truck, and vending machine on its campus. Even popular fast food chains on the campus, like Subway and Panda Express, have stopped selling Sprite, Coca-Cola, and their sugary brethren at the university's request. The institution is believed to be one of the largest employers to remove sugary drinks from the workplace. With sugary sodas now a rare sight on campus, the university found that it had the perfect conditions to study what happens when people who were drinking large amounts of sugar at their workplace suddenly stop. Researchers there enrolled 214 of the school's employees into a rigorous study, collecting blood samples to see if there have been any major metabolic changes in the people who lowered their soda intake. While they expect to publish results soon, early indicators are promising. Since the policy went into effect a year ago, the university says it has recorded a significant drop in soft drink consumption among its employees, particularly service workers, who were the biggest consumers. A university survey of 2,500 employees found that some service workers and support staff members had been drinking up to a litre of soda at work and at home each day, or almost three cans. 6 months after the policy went into effect, these workers had reduced their consumption by about a quarter. We're a public health institution, and there's something not right about us making money off of products that we know are making people sick, said Laura Schmidt, a professor at the medical school who spearheaded the beverage initiative. How dare we profit off of a product that our own doctors say causes metabolic disease? The university's experiment comes at a time of growing battles over policies aimed at curbing soda consumption. On Tuesday, three cities in Northern California and one in Colorado will be voting on whether to tax soft drinks. The cities of Berkeley and Philadelphia have already approved taxes on sugary beverages. One recent study found that the Berkeley tax was working. In low-income areas, sugary drink consumption fell and water consumption rose after the tax went into effect. Last month, the World Health Organization urged countries around the world to impose a tax on sugary drinks, presenting research that showed just a 20% increase in soda prices would result in a proportionate reduction in their consumption. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2016.